Brianna, can you talk a little bit about the landfill and some of the mistaken assumptions that it seems like there are about it in the community?
Our South Canyon landfill is super important to our community. It's an asset that people not only of Glenwood Springs, but our region utilize as a service. And I think that in just some community conversations, there is just some information lost in translation, but there is an operating area that we are permitted with the state within South Canyon, which is a very large area. And then we actually very recently submitted an application with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to actually expand our operating service area.
And Brianna, what is the current life expectancy of the landfill if there were no expansion?
The life expectancy is estimated to be 6 years at current service levels and regulations. But again, we have submitted that application with the CDPHE to expand the landfill onto city-owned land surrounding that existing operating area. So something that is also very valuable to have with our landfill is it is surrounded by land that, A, we can expand onto, and B, that is owned by the city. And the area that we have applied for would extend that life expectancy for another 100 years. Certainly, we don't want to minimize the importance of waste diversion and being mindful of our land, but you know, with that application, that would expand the life expectancy of that landfill for another 100 years.
Another century of the South Canyon landfill.
Right, a legacy of greatness.
One of this pieces of misinformation that was floated was that the city was expecting the demolition of the West Glenwood Mall and that would fill up the landfill. And that's not accurate at all.
To be clear, the city has not received plans for the demolition of the West Glenwood Mall. But if the mall in West Glenwood were hypothetically demolished and it were unsorted debris even, that wouldn't completely fill up the landfill, the existing operating area even.
Right. Even with no expansion, that mall is not going to fill up.
Even with no expansion and even with no sorting of the debris, which is something that the city is in the process. And it's interesting that this conversation came up when it did, because the city is in the process of preparing for a future conversation with City Council about ways that waste, but specifically construction waste, can be more efficiently managed and processed. So right now we don't have anything specific on the books about sort of what people have to do when they bring construction waste to the facility. And we don't have any sort of, you need to deconstruct your building this way so we're able to process that. But something that we're aiming to do as part of looking at that conversation is look at ways that we can have a more efficient process with that construction waste so that when waste of any type from any construction comes in, we're able to, instead of just putting it all in one expertly managed pile, separating it out so that things that can be reused are reused, things that can be recycled are recycled, and we're able to better utilize anything coming in.
And for residents of the area who are concerned about their individual actions and how those impact the landfill, how should people be mindful about the space in the landfill?
There's that whole symbol of reduce, reuse, recycle. And something that is actually really beneficial for individual users is to start at the beginning of that. So before you get to reusing things, or especially recycling things, is to think about ways that you can reduce, to not produce waste in the first place, or ways that you can reuse things is sort of how an individual can impact it. In terms of how you can support your local landfill, you know, we do offer, for example, topsoil and compost you can purchase from our landfill. So if you're looking for some good old local compost and it's really affordable, that's a great way to do it.
Well, Brianna, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with Katie and Kay today.
Of course, and thanks for the call. And certainly if anyone ever has any questions about what's going on, they can reach out to me and our public information office and, you know, go to the source for great information. And we're always happy to answer questions.